Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jeffrey.
And my name is Laura.
And today we're talking about getting around the fabulous city of Taipei. So,
Woohoo!
what is your favorite way to travel around the city?
哦，你是问我说，如果在台北是要到处走走的时候，要用什么交通工具呢？I like walking，我喜欢走路诶。It's actually healthy and cheap.
Well, my favorite way is walking too, but that'd be kind of
Really?
boring if I said that.
Right, that's
So my
true.
second favorite way is by MRT. Because the
Oh.
MRT is cheap, it's clean, and it's fast. Three of my favorite things.
That's right. 其实 MRT 呢，不但是很便宜，而且很便利。而且，and I what I love about MRTs is that they are usually very on time because 他们是有那个 regular 的时间的，就是很固定时间来，所以比较不会容易迟到。So you won't be late that easily.
Okay, well, let's look at an article about a new way that lots of people are using to get around town.
U bikes and a baby panda.
When you walk on the sidewalks in Taipei these days, you will see people riding by on orange and yellow bicycles. They're on U bikes, the public rental bikes. The Taipei City Government began the U bike service in 2009. The goal is to reduce pollution and offer a healthy activity for citizens. Since U bikes are green and cheap to ride, more and more people choose them to get around. The service started with 500 bikes, and by the end of 2013, it expanded to 5,850 bikes. The city hopes that U-bikes will change how residents move around.
Sidewalk. Sidewalk. People should walk on sidewalks to avoid cars. People should walk on sidewalks to avoid cars. Pollution. Pollution. Many large cities create a lot of pollution in the air. Many large cities create a lot of pollution in the air. Green. Green. The company is trying to make green cars to help the environment. The company is trying to make green cars to help the environment. Resident. Resident. Most residents in this town work in the airport. Most residents in this town work in the airport.
Okay, our article begins. When you walk on the sidewalks in Taipei these days, you will see people riding by on orange and yellow bicycles.
没错，最近呢，如果当你走在台北的人行道上的时候呢，我们是不是就会常看到，诶，好像有很多人怎么样，骑着黄色和橘色的这个脚踏车经过你的身边哦。那刚刚的句子，我们有看到 these days，其实就是指最近啦，或者是有当今怎么样怎么样这样的意思。而 bicycle 相信这个字大家都不陌生吧？它就是脚踏车啦、自行车。当然，你也可以用 bike b i k e 这个字来表达。所以呢，如果你要骑脚踏车，你可以说 ride a bike or ride a bicycle。
Now the word sidewalk, spelled S I D E W A L K, is a flat part of the side of a road for people to walk on. So it's on the outside of the road. For example, people should walk on sidewalks to avoid cars.
People should walk on sidewalks to avoid cars.
And that's the whole idea of having sidewalks, because it would be so dangerous if people and cars and buses and motorcycles were all on just one big road.
Dangerous. OK，我们来看一下，刚刚其中也出现到我们的 sidewalk 这个字哦，就是指人行道，这是一个名词。那刚刚的例句就要提醒大家说，哎，我们人们应该要走在人行道上，为什么呢？这样我们就可以 avoid cars。Avoid 这个字呢，当然就是指避开的意思啦，所以这样我们就可以避开车子，就不会被撞到喽。
Okay, so recently you might have seen these people going by on yellow and orange bikes, and they're on U-bikes, the public rental bikes.
没错，大家一定会猜到我们在说什么，就是 U bikes。而且我现在才知道，原来 U bikes 有中文翻译，就是微笑单车，是不是很可爱呢？那它是什么呢？The public rental bikes 就是公共出租的自行车。
Public means anyone can use them. For example, a public park. Anyone may go for free. Okay? And we also had the word rental. And something that is rental means you can use it or borrow it or live inside of it, like an apartment or a house. And you just pay money maybe every month or every one time that you use it or every hour, which I think is the case with bicycles.
Yes. OK，我们来看一下 public 这个字，就会联想到很多的公共场所，大家都可以使用的哦。像是 a public library，就是这个公立的图书馆啦，或者呢，像是 public telephone，就是那个公众场所可以看到大家都可以使用的电话亭，还有 public beach，就是像是海水浴场，不是私人的那个海滩哦。那这些呢，都是大家可以使用。还有这个公共厕所，就是 public restroom。那我们再来看一下 rental 这个字，刚刚有出现，其实它就是可以被出租的这样的意思。而 rent 其实就是有租这样子的意思，或者当做名词，它可以表示租金的意思。
Okay, and the article continues. It says the Taipei city government began the U-bike service in 2009.
哇，已经这么久，所以台北市政府是在什么时候开始的呢？就是2009年开始 U-bike 的服务。
So, although it's become quite famous recently, you'll see articles in the newspaper and lots of new stations and lots of people going by you on U-bikes. It's very famous, but it's not exactly new. Okay. Now, the question is, why did the Taipei City government start this program, this service? Well, the article explains the goal is to reduce pollution. Okay, that's a great idea because people will use bicycles instead of cars, and cars create air pollution. But there's more. And offer a healthy activity for citizens. Okay.
Wow, that's really important. Okay, goal 这个字有着目的或是目标，所以当初这个 U bike 它的目标呢，就是要减少污染，然后提供一个给这个市民更加健康的活动哦。Reduce, can you please explain this word a little bit, Jeffrey?
Sure. To reduce something means to make less of that. Okay? So maybe if you eat too much junk food and you're gaining weight, you need to reduce the junk food that you eat every day.
And
Okay?
here we're talking about to reduce pollution.
Right, and pollution is the process of making air or water or soil dirty, or it could be the bad things in the air that can make us sick, can make you cough a lot if there's air pollution, can make your stomach hurt if there's water pollution. Okay?
That's
And
true.
for example, many large cities create a lot of pollution in the air.
Many large cities create a lot of pollution in the air. 刚刚我们提到呢，要减少 pollution，减少就是 reduce。而 pollution 是什么呢？就是污染，像是我们提到的 air pollution 就是空气污染，还有是 water pollution 就是水质污染。另外要提两个比较特别呢，就是 noise pollution 就是噪音污染，还有 light pollution 就是有着光害或是光污染哦。其实呢，就是当人类呢常常就是使用太多的灯，那反而呢会让这个就是我们整个宇宙受到一些影响，然后会破坏了一些生态的平衡喽。那刚刚的例句，我们来先看一下的意思，就是指很多的大城市会制造很多的 air pollution，就是空气污染啦。
Okay, and talking about creating less pollution, the article goes on and says, since U-bikes are green and cheap to ride, more and more people choose them to get around.
True, since 在这里有 because 因为这样的意思，因为骑 U-bike 很环保也很便宜，所以越来越多人 more and more people 选择使用他们在台北市到处走走。
Now, we saw the word green, spelled G-R-E-E-N,、mm-hmm. but we're not actually talking about the color green,、mm. because we already know that U-bikes are yellow and orange.
Right.
When green here means connected with the environment or its protection. So something is green, it protects the environment or it doesn't hurt the environment.、
Mm.
For example, the company is trying to makegreen cars to help the environment.
The company is trying to make green cars to help the environment. OK, 我们来看一下 green 在本课当中有着环保的这样的意思哦，它是一个形容词。And we also saw the phrase get around. What does that mean?
Yeah, get around means to go places, to get from point A to point B. It could be going from your home to school or your work.Or it could just be enjoying a ride on a Saturday or Sunday.
Okay, so get around 其实就是指到处走走啦。那刚刚我们的例句提到的 green cars, 这里呢再稍微解释一下，就是指这个环保的车。所以刚刚的例句是指那间公司试着要制作环保车来帮助这个 our environment, 就是大自然环境啦。Okay, so the next part we read.
Well, the service started with 500 bikes.
Wow.
And by the end of 2013, it expanded to 5,850 bikes.
Wow, 所以呢我们提到这个 U-bike 的服务一开始是有500个自行车然后呢到了2013年年底哇就扩增到5,850台自行车哦 To expand.
Yeah, to expand is to...grow bigger.
Expand 这个动词呢有着这个就是指增长或者是扩张发展这样的意思。
Okay, and the city hopes that U-bikes will change how residents move around.
当然了这个台北市呢就希望这个 U-bike 可以改变居民们交通的方式啦。
Now, the word residence, which is spelled R-E-S-I-D-E-N-T-S, and the residents are the people who live in a particular place or have their homes there, like Taipei.
Right.
For example, most residents in this town work in the airport.
Oh, most residents in this town work in the airport.Resident 是谁类的就是我们居民这样子的意思啊那它是一个名词哦刚刚的例句就是说这个城镇大部分的居民在 airport 在机场工作 OK, let's now go to our wrap up OK, Jeffrey, my question for you is Have you ever been on a U-bike before?
I have been on a U-bike a few times And it's great because I love riding bikesAnd it's cheap and it's easy. And now these U-bike stations are all over the city. So it's really great for me. How about you?
I'm not really good at riding bikes. But with U-bikes, I think I'm really excited. 真的我觉得 U-bike 这件事情呢是因为让我们生活变得非常的便利。所以即使我脚踏车其实骑得不太好。但是呢它非常的方便让我可以到处走走。And that's why sometimes, you know, when people actually rent them, you can't really find one for yourself.就是他们太夯了大家都把他们租走了所以我们其实想要我想 U-bike 的时候就已经没有啦
Well, they're very popular. People、
yes.
seem to love them. I do. I hope you do as well、
yes.
very soon. And I encourage all of you out、
Yay.
There to go for a bike ride.、
Mm-hmm. And that's all the time we have for today. See you next time. Bye.
I can't attend your slumber party.
I can't attend your slumber party.
Hi there, it's Janice. 不知道大家有没有一群人一起去同学家玩过呢？今天的 A Plus 小聚会要跟大家分享的句子就是 I can't attend your slumber party. I can't attend your slumber party. 意思就是我不能参加你的睡衣派对。动词 attend 在这里就是参加的意思。 若要说无法参加某个活动，只要在 attend 前面加上助动词 can't 就可以咯。而句子中的 slumber party 指的就是一群人一起去某个朋友家过夜，吃吃喝喝聊聊天的一个 party， 而且服装通常都是睡衣。那除了 slumber party 之外，还有其他说法可以表示睡衣派对，像是 pajama party 或是 sleepover 也都有睡衣派对的意思哦。好的，那么请大家现在复习一下今天的句子。 I can't attend your slumber party。 Alright， 那 A Plus 小聚会今天就介绍到这里咯。 See you guys next time， bye。
I can't attend your slumber party。
I can't attend your slumber party。
Tic Tac。
没关系啦 ，At last you try your best. Last， 你明知道我尽力了，还笑我最后一名啊！
如果不小心把 at least 少写了一个字母，而变成了 at last， 意思可就差很大。因为 at least 是指至少的意思，后面一般可以接数字，像是每次出门前 ，I need at least 30 minutes to get dressed。Put on makeup and do my hair. At least 也可以接子句，像是如果考试啊或是比赛的时候很努力，但是结果却不如意的话呢，你就可以这样安慰对方 ：Well, at least you tried your best. 就是至少你尽力了啦。而 at last 呢，是表示终于怎么样，或是最后怎么样怎么样。像是如果你等了一个人等了非常非常久，而他终于出现的时候，你就会说 at last you're here， or we waited and waited and at last we got his call。 不过猜猜看，有 last 和 least 同时出现的 last but not least 这句话到底是什么意思呢？有没有觉得诶很耳熟呢？We say last but not least when you mention the last person or thing in a list to emphasize that they are still important. 所以在是致辞的时候或是演讲的时候，如果你要是介绍这个某个人很重要的出场呢，想要说虽然我是最后才提到这个人呢，可是他们还是很重要，你就会这么说啦。Last but not least, let me introduce our guest speaker for tonight.Mr. 高以翔
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
At least 是至少，而 at last 是最后终于。 Last but not least 就是表示最后呢，但也很重要的是
U bikes and a baby panda.
When you walk on the sidewalks in Taipei these days, you will see people riding by on orange and yellow bicycles. They're on U-bikes, the public rental bikes. The Taipei city government began the U-bike service in 2009. The goal is to reduce pollution and offer a healthy activity for citizens.Since U-bikes are green and cheap to ride, more and more people choose them to get around. The service started with 500 bikes, and by the end of 2013, it expanded to 5,850 bikes. The city hopes that U-bikes will change how residents move around.
Sidewalk, sidewalk. People should walk on sidewalks to avoid cars. People should walk on sidewalks to avoid cars. Pollution, pollution. Many large cities create a lot of pollution in the air.Many large cities create a lot of pollution in the air. Green, green. The company is trying to make green cars to help the environment. The company is trying to make green cars to help the environment. Resident, resident. Most residents in this town work in the airport. Most residents in this town work in the airport.